I had a challenging topic that the viewers and I knew nothing about, brief on-air time, and a very short turnaround time to produce a unique, professional quality clip. Mr. Hamilton's words haunted me. I had one chance to pass or fail, and it all came down to a 10 to 20 second tease. At least it felt like it did at that time. The first day I became overwhelmed with research and the history of the fledgling NFL Europe organization. There was no way this would be my best work, and yet the future of my entire career seemed to rest on it. The next morning, I knew I would stress myself into a state of fearful paralysis if I kept focusing on the pressure. So instead, I took a deep breath and said to myself, "Okay, here we go. All glory to God. I can do this. Inspire me, Lord. Show me the way. You've got this." 3 days later, I returned to Mr. Hamilton's office and handed him my tape. He thanked me and said, "Okay, so how do you think you did?" "It's great," I said, as confidently as possible. "I'm really proud of it. I put everything I have into it." "Am I going to like it?" he asked with his eyes locked to mine. He was trying to see whether I really believed in myself and my work, or if I was just blowing smoke. "You're going to love it. It's an awesome tease." "Am I going to put it on the air?" he continued. "Yes, you will," I said without hesitation. "Okay, let's have a look." He inserted the tape and turned to watch the screen above it. I tried to look like I was watching it with him, but I really just wanted to watch him. He did not move. I don't know if he even breathed, nor did I. When it was over, he said, "Do you really think it was good?" "Well, I mean, it was solid, but it could have been better." "It can always be better. You're right," he said. And he began to explain all the things I could have done differently from A to Z. He told me all the problems with my approach, why it wasn't good and wouldn't be put on air, what it needed to be memorable and worthy of being aired, all the things that he could probably do in his sleep because he was so good at this type of thing. My heart stopped while everything else in my body quivered. But I sat there and took in all his wisdom, and I accepted his critique. I knew to advance in my career, I would have to up my game. While his analysis felt harsh, it wasn't mean-spirited at all. In fact, quite the opposite. He genuinely cared, and I believe that's why he took the time to explain it all. Everything he said, I hadn't considered. "I'll give you another chance," he said. 2 days, a do-over. Bring it back. You can do this, but you have to dig in and try harder." At that moment, I was crushed. I honestly didn't know how I could make that tease any better. But I did. After making an entirely new clip, I got the job. And you know why I got that job? Much later, Roy told me, "Because of the way you responded, I knew you were teachable. You were willing to risk facing the fire to hear what I had to say without running away. Your skills were excellent, and your initial tease was very, very good. In fact, we aired it. But here's the thing. Your skills would only take you so far. There are plenty of good reporters who can do the job, but not all of them are willing to overcome their fears and become teachable." He had actually been messing with me when he disliked my original clip. As he said, he broadcasted it. He simply wanted to see how I would handle criticism. He wanted to know if I was teachable, humble, and flexible. This was part of Mr. Hamilton's brilliance. He could cultivate, recognize, and enhance someone's potential. It was because of him that I ended up going on air as an anchor. He saw my potential and pushed me.